الله أكبر الله أكبر.
How are you doing? You know that Islam is based on five pillars. One is to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth. And Muhammad, just like Jesus, Moses, Abraham, he's the last and final messenger sent to mankind out of God Almighty, Allah's love. And then you have the praying five times a day. And then you have the fasting during the month of Ramadan, the portal tax, the zakat, and then the hajj. Now, people used to go ahead and travel long distances on camels, on horseback, and it was long journeys. Nowadays we have train, planes, and automobiles. But our brother here, out of creating some awareness, we'll talk about that, he actually drove a bike.
This is the Deen, the Deen
Show. Is that right?
Yep.
To Hajj. And what's your name for our audience?
Rashid Ali.
Yeah. Now, people are like, why'd you choose to ride a bike to Hajj? From where? From London?
From London, yes.
From London to Mecca, you drove a bike. Is that possible?
Yeah. Well, I thought it wasn't. I thought I was crazy. But alhamdulillah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq, I made it with 56 days of cycling.
Now, what was the purpose behind that?
The purpose behind it was many reasons. One of the reasons was that I wanted to promote a healthy lifestyle amongst Muslims and also help a Muslim charity raise some funds for children who live in the streets around the world. And also, you know, I always used to hear the stories about my grandfather used to say how long it used to take them to go to Hajj, how they used to prepare, how they used to say goodbye to their families in the village as if they're not going to come back, return. So I thought, nowadays we can get on a plane 6 hours and we can go to one of the most important places on earth and still be thinking about all the worldly things. So I said, how can I imitate that, what our grandparents or even the Sahabas did? And I was sitting on a bike at that time, cycling from Cambridge to London, actually, for a charity ride. And that's where the idea came about.
What was the mission accomplished? Were you able to raise a lot of awareness for charity and for health?
Yes, subhanAllah. I newly just discovered that ability that I can cycle now. I trained about 3 years before I did the trip. And we raised substantial amount of money, £87,000 it was at the time. And the awareness that we showed the whole world of the children that suffer around the third world countries was massive. And alhamdulillah, it's made so much Muslims, especially in UK, and not just UK, internationally, interested in cycling. We now run a Muslim charity, now runs a cycling club of 400 members, mm-hmm. Who brothers cycle with us regularly every Sunday just to keep fit, keep healthy. And we do challenges every month. We got one doing 19th of April. We're cycling from London to Amsterdam, to build a school in the desert in Pakistan.
That is a sad reality that many of us, I mean, yeah, the key component to good health is having a good heart. But it's sad to say that many of us, there's another component to happiness is good health.
Sure.
And it's nice to see that you also are taking the matter serious, so serious that you actually drove your bike all the way to the first house of worship built by Abraham to commemorate the worship of the one God, to Hajj. So what were you seeing? I mean, they say 70%, this is an American statistics, that people are either obese or overweight. You're not too far behind here in England, huh?
Yes, one of the good things was the government of here, TfL, Transport for London, actually sponsored our cause because where in Tower Hamlets, a lot of Muslims live, the highest obesity, diabetics, high cholesterol is in that community. And so they encouraged me to actually encourage other ethnic minorities into cycling. And this bike ride, London to Mecca, has really promoted that. So, subhanAllah, we've seen so many now join us on these bike rides and healthy lifestyle. I also start doing other things like running. I was actually running in Palestine 10 days ago and took 36 people from UK to run a marathon in Palestine. So, again, for a cause in Palestine.
What was the journey took how many 30 days of cycling?
No, I ended up cycling 41 days. The amazing story about this is that I went through 14 countries. Out of those, 10 countries were non-Muslim countries. And subhanAllah, the non-Muslims were so appreciative of what I did because I had a Union Jack flag on back of my bike. Flagging as I was riding, and I was, every now and then someone stopped me and saying, where are you going, where are you from? And I said, I'm from UK, I'm going to Saudi Arabia. And they thought, well, why are you doing this, you're crazy. And I said, well, I'm doing it for a good cause, and this is what I'm doing it for. And believe it or not, a lot of them pulled out 20 euros and said, can I donate this? I was in a restaurant eating and just having a conversation with my colleagues who were driving behind me in a support vehicle, and others heard the conversation. And they came over to the table and said, are you really doing what you just were talking about? I said, yes. And they said, oh, can we pay your food bill? A lot of people wanted to take us home and feed us because we were having difficulty during some of the journeys to eat, especially trying to find halal food. Some places we were, there were like 200 miles, there's no people around. And everyone wanted to help us. And that was the most beautiful thing, to see that human beings actually, you know, we're not so different from one another.
What was the hardest part? Where did you sleep? Where did you find food?
Yes, the food was very hard till we hit Turkey and Egypt, etc. But we had to, whilst we were going through Europe, in the main cities it was good, but once we left the main cities, then we had difficulties. So we were living on sandwiches and pizza margarita for about 2 weeks until we got to Turkey.
What else of a lesson can people take from this that you want them to leave off with?
Is that, you know, you make a good intention, and subhanAllah, make a good intention, make dua, and Allah makes these things possible. Because before I did, I wasn't a born athlete. I never did sports, actually, till I was about 38. And I did this ride when I was 42, and I thought, I'm too old to do this. And stuff. But I thought, you know what, it's for a good cause. Let me give it a try. And subhanAllah, it was an amazing trip. I had 30 brothers join me at the first leg of the trip, which was London to Paris. And then there was two of us that continued the other side of the journey all the way down to Mecca. And all through the journeys, it was beautiful to see. It was beautiful to see the masjids and how the architecture of every single country masjid changed from Turkey to Egypt to Saudi. You see all the Islamic artworks. We slept in masjids at times for breaks, and you know it was really a wonderful experience.
What was the total amount of days that took?
Average, we had to cycle 100 to 150 kilometers. But it depended. If some days, if I had problems and I couldn't cover that mileage, next day I would make it up. So there were times I did 200 kilometers in one, got 240 kilometers. But average, 120 kilometers a day.
120? How many miles? That's
5,000 kilometers we had to cover.
5,000 kilometers. And just last, you were able to pray on the road.
Yes.
I'm sure there was. Did you just being out there, did this connect you more, like seeing the beautiful creation that Allah has created, and did this erase your iman?
Definitely, brother. You know, once we left the concrete world and you're surrounded by nature and the mountain. I mean, we climbed the Alps in Switzerland, and oh my God, it was beautiful. I was overwhelmed just by looking at this, because on your bike you're getting a 360 degrees view of the area, and just looking at the lakes and the trees and the greeneries, and we don't get to see much of that living in London.
The concrete jungle, yeah.
Yes, and subhanAllah, that was so beautiful to see, the natural beauty of Allah's creation, yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem.
Do you plan on doing it again?
I wish, I hope Allah gives me the tawfiq, maybe one day inshallah.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. And hopefully you guys, if he can go ahead and ride on a bike to go ahead and motivate people for good health and charity, I mean, Allah has not made it that difficult on you that you go ahead and prepare with a plane ticket. Hajj is coming up.
Yes.
So now you don't have no excuse. If you have the finances, you have the health, get yourself to Hajj. Prepare now to go to Hajj. How's that?
Inshallah.
Yes, inshallah. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much, brother.
JazakAllah khair for having me.
Ameen. Wa ya.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.